This podcast is by G. Wayne Miller for the Providence Journal.
Particularly in the last several years, mental health and addiction has just been all over the news. You know, some of it's been related to, you know, folks in the military coming back from, you know, the wars. Some of it has been related to, you know, shootings and so forth in schools and other places. But beyond the tragedy, we did very little about it, and we do very little in terms of maintaining these systems or evolving these systems to provide care for people and so forth. So I think the other cost is if someone doesn't know where they can go and get some help, and that they're going to be received in a, you know, in an empathic and compassionate way, then we've failed. You know, we've failed as a society, basically.
There is still a stigma attached to addiction. Is that not correct? A societal stigma. You know, the old saw is, you know, it's a choice, or you just could buck up and just do better. And talk about that. Do you see stigma still, or is that?
I think stigma is still there, but I also think that, you know, if it's someone, to be blunt, if it's you know, a white person with some resources and means, they're more apt to be able to get the services they need. If it's an African American or a Latino or people that live in the margins, if you will, then they're not only dealing with the stigma of the addiction or mental health issue, they're dealing with the stigma of poverty and everything that comes with that. And so I, you know, we spend our days here really trying to focus on the needs of that population. And so I just think the stigma is compounded. You know, we don't, you know, low-income people in this country, you know, are not well regarded. You know, they're regarded as people who, you know, somehow, you know, are leeches on the system and so forth. You know, we have not figured out yet, or have not had the political will to basically say that if we did right by our fellow human beings, you know, particularly those at the margins, there would be all kinds of benefits in terms of, you know, improved communities, greater productivity, people, you know, maintaining themselves in employment, all kinds of things, you know, fewer families getting involved in the child welfare system. I mean, we know that, you know, conservatively 50% of the kids that get placed in child welfare systems, you know, are there because their parents have, you know, a mental health and or addiction concern. And they're largely untreated. You know, they're largely untreated. So I think, you know, I think, you know, this sort of silo effect in terms of, you know, child welfare, DCYF over there, mental health over here, addiction over here. Till we learn to sort of connect the dots, you know, we're not gonna move the needle on this.